A little manipulative? Maybe. A lot fucked up? Definitely. What's up, guys? My name is Jacqueline, and I am your host. I'm a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and am committed to sharing with you all the stuff they probably should have taught us in school. Today's episode is being recorded from my bed. This baby grandma is up, and it is almost 10 p.m., and I am tired AF, but something that happened today needs to be told. So I'm going to take a few minutes to share this little secret with y'all. Not my finest moment, but needs to be talked about. Let's jump in. I know in the past I have shared with you guys that I am a major introvert. It may look like just based on my social media feeds and, you know, what I do for a career and my coaching and all that stuff that I'm like this really outgoing ball of energy. And I am, and I can be, but I also need a lot of time to recharge. So people think introverts are weirdos, nerdy people who don't have any social skills. And that's just not what that means. So yeah, I am a weirdo and total nerd. But really what I mean when I say that I'm an introvert is that I need to be alone to recharge. I need space away from people. I'm a total empath. So whenever I'm by people, I take on their emotions. I feel things so deeply. And so in order to be my best self, to give my best foot forward always, I need downtime. I need time to be alone, time to literally recharge. And so Derek, my wonderful partner, is on the total other end of the spectrum. He is a full-on extrovert. He recharges by being with other people, by engaging in stimulating conversations 24/7. He wants to connect with and have as many friends as possible. He loves meeting new people and is always the like center of attention at parties and very outgoing. Always. Not to say he doesn't just still enjoy downtime, just like I enjoy being out and about every now and again, but we're totally opposite. So this is where, man, it's kind of rough to talk about, you guys. This is not like my finest moment. And I am proud to say that I called it out when it was happening, but I can be a little manipulative. I can be a little needy and pushy, and I really like things my way. And I am a recovering control freak, so I like when things are done the way I want them to be done. And if it's different, that's hard for me to accept. So let me just throw myself under the bus here and tell you what the fuck I'm talking about. So I'm not sure when you'll be listening to this, but right now we are coming up on Halloween, and it's the weekend before Halloween. And so there's lots of parties happening, outings, things like that. And so tonight Derek and I went to a little get together, and then he was like, hey, you know, my buddies are having some people over and I'd like to go. Do you want to come? And I was like, nah, I'll go to the first thing with you and then I'll go home. I just want to relax and whatever. So as we're on our way from that one small get together back home, because he's going to drop me off and then go to his party, he got a text from one of his friends that was supposed to go to the party with him. And he's like, yeah, I'm not going anymore. And I was like, oh, this is it. This is my opportunity. And I was like, oh, well, if he's not going, you could just stay home with me too. Like, why do you even want to go then if he's not going? And he just laughed, because I was truthfully being playful, but also being like, glimmer of hope that maybe he would stay home with me and watch TV or be lazy or whatever. And he's like, okay. And then I'm like, no, come on, like, stay home, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, no, I'll just go for a little bit. Like, it won't be too long. And I'm like, fine. You never want to stay home with me. Like, it's fine. And total full on, like, that. If I learned one thing from the Catholics, it is how to lay a motherfucking guilt trip. So I was laying it on heavy and we were laughing. Like, I wasn't being totally serious, but also kind of. And that's what I mean when I say manipulative. Like, oh, let me just put on the pouty face and see if you'll do what I want you to do. Long story short, it didn't work, and I'm home alone recording this podcast for you guys, and I'm okay with it. I am glad, actually really glad that he went, because one, he needs to recharge and be around people, and I need time alone, so it's a win-win for both of us, and two, I need to understand that I'm not always going to get my way. Oh, man, that's really hard to say. Is that sad? Like, don't we just always want to get our way? But the point of this story is that this has been a really difficult thing for me to admit. It's been a point of tension in our relationship that Derek is so extroverted and I'm so introverted. And so on the weekends, you know, I want to spend as much time at my house, cleaning up, getting my groove back, you know, and he wants to use weekends as a time to go out and be social. And so it's always going to come up. And we're 6.5 years into our relationship, still trying to figure out how to balance that. So I want to talk about this because it's not something most people admit to. And I just want to normalize it a little bit, that whatever it might be for you and your partner, that there is always going to be something that's different between you guys. And I don't think our relationship would work if we were both introverts and he never pulled me out of my comfort zone and to do social things, and I never kept him in and kept him grounded. And so, like, not grounded as in like you're in trouble, but like grounded to the earth, like grounded. Because it's about balance. So I don't claim to be perfect by any means. Do I wish I could keep my mouth shut and say, oh, have a great time. Yeah, I know. No, thanks. I don't want to go. You know, have a good time. I'll just see you when you get home. Or, you know, if I'm sleeping, I'll see you in the morning. It's have fun. Like, just let your hair down. Like, bye. Do I wish I could be like that? Yeah. Do I understand why the fuck I feel the need to lay on a guilt trip? Not really. But I'm working on it, and you guys hopefully know me well enough by now to know that I'm so far from fucking perfect, and I'm still a work in progress too. And maybe you see our relationship, and I get this a lot, like, oh, you guys are goals. So cute. Oh, I love it. I love how you love each other. I love, you know, your relationship and blah, blah, blah. But like, y'all, it's hard work, and it always will be, but we've made a commitment to putting in that work together. So he puts up with my guilt trips and I put up with him. So it's really a fair trade. But just know that it's normal for all of us. I hope you guys love this episode. I get a lot of amazing feedback from you guys when I do relationship episodes. So anything you want to hear, send me a DM, send me an email, send me some snail mail, whatever, carrier pigeon, however you want to communicate with me. I love hearing from you guys. It's so much more fun when you request an episode topic and I cover it, knowing that you're looking forward to that. And then we can really connect on a deeper level. So if you have something in mind that you're wanting me to speak about or just get my perspective on, I would be more than happy to do that. Just let me know. And I can't wait to catch you guys in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.